This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior on KBET, my flagship station here in Las Vegas, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, owned and operated by USA Radio Network and the great Fred Weinberg, gave me my shot in national syndication. Ed gave me my shot on local Vegas radio. Thank you both for being such important parts of my career. The way to contact me is WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can call at any time, 833-WAR-TALKS, 833-WAR-TALKS. And you can find me at Twitter, all my thoughts throughout the day. But really, the best place to contact me now or to read my thoughts are at Parler. It's the same exact handle, @RealWayneRoot. @RealWayneRoot. But I added it at Parler just as well as Twitter, and Parler is turns out to be fantastic. They don't ban anything. They don't shadow ban anything. They don't try and stop you from publishing anything. Everything gets out, and anything I put up on Twitter automatically gets like 10 times more views or 20 times more views, sometimes 100 times more views at Parler. So go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com, or the Parler app, and just click on @RealWayneRoot, and boom, you got me. You got me. And by the way, the other beautiful thing is not just that more people are reading my thoughts at Parler times 10 or 20 or 100 than at Twitter, but at Twitter, I really haven't had one net new person join in the last 5 years, even while I added national radio and national TV to my repertoire and national newspaper column. And yet, at Parler, about 15,000 people have joined. I'm at 16,000. I'm sure I'm going to switch to 17 any day now. Any minute of the ticker will hit 17,000 people reading my tweets, and I had 1,000 up until about 6 weeks ago. So I've added about 16,000 new people in the last, 6 weeks maybe, or 4 weeks, I don't know, something like that. So it just goes to show you how screwed up Twitter is. It just shows you it's all a scam. It really is a scam. And by the way, so is Facebook. My great friend Chuck Muth, one of the leading conservatives in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had a story out today about some guy named Caesar, some Hispanic guy named Caesar, who was throwing literally rocks and stones and frozen milkshake-type objects, which have hurt conservative activists in the past, at police officers. And he's such an idiot, he's on video on his Facebook page saying, "Look what I did, I threw a rock at a policeman. I threw a stone at a policeman. I threw a brick at a policeman. I threw a frozen milkshake at a policeman's head. I threw it at SWAT officers." This guy is so dumb, so they arrest him. And some liberal organization posts his $25,000 bail so he can just walk out of prison. Here's a guy that was trying to, he could have killed a police officer, killed him with some heavy object hitting you in the head. And he's bragging about it, and they want to let him out of jail. That's how bad liberals are. They're all traitors to our country. But the reason I brought it up is I tried to post that, and I did post it successfully, by the way, at Parler, but I tried to post it at Facebook. So it's not just Twitter. At Facebook, and Facebook immediately, the second I hit post, they said, "We cannot post this. It is against our community standards." Against your community standards. You know what should be against your community standards, you mother truckers? You know what should be against your standards? People, human pieces of filth and garbage, devoid of humanity, who throw stones at the heads of police officers. That should be against your community standards. But instead, allowing Wayne Root to post a story about a lowlife piece of subhuman garbage that tried to hurt police officers, and the fact that he's about to get out of prison because his bail was paid by a liberal group, that post is against your community standards? So it shows you how bad Facebook is. And I still remember a year ago, it isn't Twitter, by the way, up until now anyway, I'm sure it's going to happen. But up till now, they've never suspended me. But Facebook suspended me about a year ago. And you know what they suspended me for? It's just amazing. They suspended me because I wrote a tweet that said, at the time, Mexico was mad at us because three Mexicans were killed in America, I think in El Paso, in like a car accident or violence or something. Three Mexican citizens got killed in America, on American soil. And Mexico said they were thinking about suing the United States. And I put out a Facebook post that I said, suing the United States because three Mexicans are killed in America? Do you know how many Americans are killed each year by illegal aliens, most of whom are Mexican? 3,000 Americans a year or so are killed by illegal aliens, most of whom are Mexican illegal aliens. They murder Americans in America. 3,000 a year. And you're going to sue us because three got killed of your people? And they said that was a racist tweet. So Facebook and Twitter are the same thing, the same ilk. And neither one of them has allowed me to add any fans, really any net fans, in the last year. It's really pathetic. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So, you know, screw them. I'm going to make this hour about Joe Biden and all his compatriots who want to destroy America. These traitors. If you weren't with me in the second hour, last hour, I said I'm about to write a commentary about Democrats are the real Confederates. The new Confederates. Today's Confederates. Or maybe I'll title it, what's the difference between Democrats and Confederates? Nothing. Because they claim the reason we can get rid of the statues of Confederate generals is because they were actually, even if you consider them heroes and great generals, they led their troops to glorious victory at times, it doesn't matter. They were traitors to the United States of America. They were all American citizens, and they chose to fight a war to end America and separate from America. And so if that's your argument, isn't that exactly what the left is doing? They're Confederates today. First of all, they were the Confederates, as James Hurston pointed out in the last hour. You know, Democrats were the Southern Confederates. And they were also, you know, Jim Crow, and they're also the KKK. Their whole history is racism. But forget about all that. That was a long time ago. Today, Democrats hate America, hate American exceptionalism, hate American values, hate the Constitution, hate everything I believe in, hate the military, hate the police, want to defund the police. They are absolutely anti-American, and they're trying to break America apart. They are the Confederates. So if you want to get rid of statues, let's go for it. Let's have the debate. I want to get rid of Democrats. I want you to leave the country. I want you to be erased from our history because you are all traitors, no question about it. Just like the Confederates in your mind were traitors, you are a traitor. And by the way, I've read the story. I extensively studied the Civil War. I also extensively studied the American Revolution. Guess who I studied? Benedict Arnold. Very few people know history, man. People don't know anything. All they know is we won the American Revolution, and Benedict Arnold was a traitor. Benedict Arnold might have been the greatest fighting general in the history of the United States, other than the three Confederate generals that all these guys hate so much. They hate Lee, General Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, Jeb Stuart, three of the greatest fighting generals in the history of the world and the history of America. Incredible fighters. I don't agree with anything they were fighting for. I'm against slavery, and I was a Northerner. I'm a New Yorker. I'm on America's side, the North side. But having said that, incredible fighting generals. You have to appreciate them for what they are. But I still think probably overall the greatest general ever, Benedict Arnold. He single-handedly kept America in a losing American Revolution. We should have lost to the British so many times, except he was the most courageous general ever. And literally, nobody knows this, he literally kept America alive through his victories. His one-in-a-million battles where he was a huge underdog, had no chance to win, and he kept winning and winning and winning, outmanned and outgunned, just like the Confederate generals did too, by the way. But never as badly outmanned and outgunned as Benedict Arnold was. And here he was a hero, but just like today in America, Congress is filled with sniveling cowards and jealous losers. You know, just like they all hate Trump, no matter what he does, it's never any good. And they're jealous of him. They don't want him to get credit for discovering hydroxychloroquine. I mean, that's the reason they all hate hydroxychloroquine. They're afraid that Trump discovered it, and he'll get credit when it saves a lot of people's lives. So they were all jealous of Benedict Arnold, and the more he won, with his own money, nobody does that in America today, and not even any of the Confederate generals did it. None of them. None of them used their own money, but in those days, America had no money, and Benedict Arnold used his own money to wage war, and then he asked for his money back. And America and George Washington promised they would pay him back if he laid the money out. And then Congress, on multiple occasions, said, sorry, we're not honoring George Washington's promise, even though he's the general of the army. We're not giving you your money back. And this poor guy spent his entire fortune, laid out his own money to win battles, and won. And kept America alive and the American Revolution alive. We're talking about Benedict Arnold. You don't even know this history about him, do you? Greatest fighting general ever, the most incredible strategist, and won against all odds again and again and again. Used his own money and used up his entire family's fortune. And then they wouldn't repay him, even though he was promised repayment. And so he grew bitter and bitter and more bitter, and eventually he married a beautiful young girl. I think he was like 40, and he married some 20-year-old daughter of a British aristocracy. And she convinced him to be a traitor and move over to the British side and tell them how they could kidnap George Washington and capture him. And he did that. He betrayed George Washington, who all those times promised to pay his money back. And then never did. The American Congress backstabbed George Washington and Benedict Arnold, and Benedict Arnold grew to hate Congress, hate the United States, hate George Washington, and eventually he tried to commit treason. And that's why throughout history he has the worst name of anyone in the history of America. Benedict Arnold, no worse name. But he's the reason we won the American Revolution. We wouldn't have a country today without Benedict Arnold. You know that? So, you know, he may have been a traitor in the end, but boy, was he a great hero and patriot until the end when he decided his young wife talked him into being a traitor. Isn't that an amazing story? I've read so many books about Benedict Arnold, like five of them. And he actually was a great, great man. And little sniveling losers in Congress ruined his love of America. Isn't that sad? They could do it to you today, too. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER, that's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, more Biden banter. The guy is just out to lunch without a dollar in his wallet. Joe Biden, we have lawyers going out to every polling, every voter registration physician in the states. What? You can't tell anything about what this guy's saying. You can't figure out what he means. His cognitive decline is embarrassing and obvious to anyone who is an idiot. He's got lawyers going to voter registration physicians on Election Day. He said this on MSNBC today. He mumbled something about voter registration physicians. You do understand, he doesn't know what he's saying anymore. He appeared on MSNBC with, I guess it's the Joy Reid Show. It's called Read Out. Must be the Joy Reid Show. We have a whole group of lawyers who are going out to every polling, every voter registration physician in the states. Oh, my God, this guy is just brain dead. And then he was on a stage today. 77-year-old Joe Biden ventured out of the basement and spoke at a campaign event in Newcastle, Delaware. He rarely ever leaves his Delaware basement. When he does, he stays close to home. He's feeble. He's scared. He unveiled a socialist economic recovery proposal. And he's a far-left radical who has adopted a dangerous $2 trillion communist climate change plan from AOC. And wants to redirect funding for police departments to radical groups, but claims he's not for defunding the police. And he refuses to answer any questions about any of it. All he does is read from a teleprompter for a few minutes, close his notebook, and walk away without answering any questions. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having your questions at another time, but I'm off to another event. And then he runs back to his basement. Reporters yelled questions at Biden. He ignored them and walked away. It's just amazing. He did the exact same thing at a campaign event in Delaware last week. Reporters wanted to ask him questions after he concluded his speech. Mr. Vice President, questions. Biden closed his book and walked off the stage. But the one thing he does seem to understand is that he wants to teach Islam in the schools. He told a Muslim group yesterday he wishes schools would teach more about the Islamic faith. I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. Wow. Of all the things going on in America, that's what he thinks is important. You know, and it's funny because off mic I had a conversation with James Hurston, and he mentioned... No, it wasn't James. It was actually James on with me. It was Chris O'Sullivan, my producer, who mentioned that every time you try and have any religion, Christianity, Judaism, Catholicism mentioned in the schools, it's a lawsuit by the ACLU. But liberals want to mention Islam in school, teach Islam in school. Christianity's no good, but Islam's okay. Joe Biden said, look, one of the things I think is important, I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths. It's one of the great confessional faiths. What people don't realize, we all come from the same root in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs. No, we don't. That's a lie. That's like what Obama said, Muslims were important in the founding of America. And I spoke to experts about the founding of America, the American Revolution. There were no Muslims in America in 1776. None. Not one. There were a few Jews. As a matter of fact, one Jew funded the entire American Revolution, gave us his life savings, never got paid back, and died a pauper. He gave the equivalent of $10 million to fight the revolution. There were Jewish colonists, and everybody else is Christian. There wasn't one Muslim. Not one. So Obama lied. Same thing here, that, you know, all are the same. They all come from the same root. Wayne roots, they don't come from the same root. Because last I checked, it's the Islamic religion that throws gay men off of roofs after they sodomize them with a baseball bat or a pipe. It's the Islamic religion that takes little girls and throws acid, or sprays or throws acid in their face if they dare to want to go to school. It's the Islamic religion that stones women for peeking out from behind their little curtain. It's the Islamic religion that takes a woman who's been gang raped and accuses a Muslim of doing it, points out the men, and they throw her in prison. I'm sorry, but it's not the same as our religion, and it should, more of it should not be taught in school. And he also said his very first act as president, he said today, in front of this Muslim group, is to get rid of the Muslim travel ban so that our nation could be filled with the wonderful people of Syria, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Somalia, and Venezuela. Isn't that, and North Korea. Isn't that a great group? I believe that's seven. I didn't count. I think that's seven countries, right? The travel bans, I think seven countries. It's the seven most despicable countries in the world that live and breathe terrorism and want to kill Americans. He wants to let them into our country. The dementia crap.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf isn't happy with the riots happening in Portland, Oregon.
These individuals are organized, and they have one mission in mind, to burn down or to cause extreme damage to the federal courthouse and to law enforcement officers.
Speaking at a briefing in Washington, D.C., Wolf has a message for the leaders of the city.
If you're a local leader, now is the time to step up and protect your community. Work with the department and other federal authorities in Portland to responsibly bring this nightly violence to a close.
President Trump, holding a coronavirus task force briefing for the first time since June, says everyone needs to mask up to make a difference.
They have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on another coronavirus relief bill. Folks expecting this one to be around $1 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com. 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. All right, Fran Coombs is on the line, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. We love having him on. Fran, how are you?
Good, Wayne. How are you doing today?
Good. We usually use your interviews for double duty. We actually run them, you know, we do it live here, obviously. You're with me live now. And then we run it again on my afternoon nationally syndicated show. So you'll get double duty out of it, and more people will listen because we appreciate what you have to say at Rasmussen. So thanks for all you do. Thanks for being an honest pollster.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for the support.
All right, so today's daily presidential tracking poll shows Trump at 48% of likely voters approving, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's kind of in the range of the entire almost 4 years of his presidency that with good numbers. I mean, that's a damn good number. And considering everything going on, it's a remarkable number.
Right. Well, I think his numbers have been going up in recent days, and I think, you know, face it, a lot of people, you know, they're not going to open their mouths because they don't want to be hit over the head, but a lot of people recognize that Black Lives Matter is the violent criminal's best friend, and they don't want that in their neighborhood.
Right, but I mean, if Trump's at 48, and you and I both know, I mean, I'll ask you, I'll tell you what I think. I think there's lots of people in this country that know they could lose their jobs. If word got out they supported Trump, they'd be called a racist, and they'd be fired. If you see the words, all lives matter, you get fired nowadays, which is so stunning.
Well,
not
just that, you know, come on, Wayne, it's more than that. I mean, people are worried about being physically assaulted.
Right.
People go to defend, you know, you saw that police rally in the last couple days. Folks
yes.
went to defend the police, and they got beat up.
Yeah, well, you know, I was planning the world's biggest pro-police march 2 months ago in Vegas, right in the middle of all this, all the action, and the police told me, we can't defend your life or the lives of your fans. Please cancel it and reschedule for another day, months and months from now when things cool down. That's what the
right.
Vegas police leadership told me. We can't protect your lives. So I canceled it, you know, and look what happened in Denver. They attacked the stage, and they could have hurt
right.
Michelle Malkin, right? I mean, it's scary out there. It's not us who's the violent people. But my point is a lot of people that really are legitimately and justifiably scared if they say Trump out loud, they lose their jobs or they lose their careers. So if you're telling me he's at 48% approval, then I'm telling you he's really at like 55 to 58% approval.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd go that high, but I think it's definitely higher than what we're seeing. And like a poll we did today, I mean, here's one where you can kind of read exactly what you're saying out of it. We asked, do you favor defunding the police and channeling some of that money into more social programs, which is the BLM agenda? Okay, 59% of people opposed that, okay, in early June. Now, 66% of people oppose that. In other words, the opposition to defunding the police is going up in America.
Right, and just, and more importantly, just 23% favor defunding the police. And that's, you know, I've seen Pew Research do polls on what people identify as, conservative, liberal, or independent. And I believe it's always consistently like 35, 38% of America says they're conservative, and only like 22 to 25% say liberal. And that's consistently the number over the last 20 years. Conservatives dominate people who self-identify as liberals. So when you say 23% favor defunding the cops, there's your 23% who are ultra-liberal. There it is.
Right, no question about it. And so, I mean, but that right there, the just the shift in that number over 6 weeks, from 59 to 66, there's your silent majority vote right there. Folks are seeing what's going on. They might have been undecided before, or they might have been sympathetic to Black Lives Matter, and now they're like, no, this is scary. This is out of control.
Yeah, well, you know, you're saying that's the silent majority. The silent majority isn't the 10% who switched to opposing defunding the police. It's the 66% final number. I think that's your real silent majority, is 66% of the people say don't defund the police. And I think that's because, you know, there's a large percentage, I think, of black people and Hispanic people in poor inner city neighborhoods who, you know, understand it's not perfect. If I got a cop behind me because I'm black, it might be scary that I get pulled over, but in the end, I'd rather have that than no police patrolling my neighborhood where we all get killed by bad guys. So
Right. And it, you know, in this survey, 57% of blacks oppose defunding the police.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, you know, I mean, you got to feel sorry for these folks in the inner city. I mean, look at all these cities are just erupting, and I mean, the murder rates are the violence rates are skyrocketing in the cities where the cops are backing off.
Well, so I was just guessing. There's the fact. 57% of blacks say don't defund the police. That's your black silent majority. There it is.
Right.
And so if you know that number, then you must know the number of whites who say don't defund the police. The white number must be 70%, no?
That's exactly. You almost hit it right on that. 69%.
And the other
69% of whites said don't defund the cops.
And the other 31% of whites must be the ones who self-identify as liberals, and they're very extreme and very radical. And you know,
and there's some undecided. I don't have that breakdown right in front of my face at this very minute. But
okay,
and, you know, of that 31%, you're probably looking at 10-12% who are undecided. So you know, they're young, they're a little politically correct, they're wavering a little bit, or they don't want to tell the truth to a pollster.
Yeah, well, like I say, I think that's why the Trump number is higher than 48% too. I think if everybody was being honest, Trump would be in the 50s. That's all I can tell you. And that's enough to win an electoral landslide on November 3rd. You know, I'm not delusional enough to think he's going to win the popular vote. He may lose the popular vote by 3 or 4 million votes, but I think if it's spread out the right way in Florida and Ohio and North Carolina and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, he wins an electoral landslide. I think you stay on that 48 or above, he wins an electoral landslide. And so that leads me to a question to Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. Wasn't Trump at like 44 approval on the day he won the presidency?
You're testing my knowledge there. That sounds about right, but without looking at it, that was a long time ago, Wayne, in my business. I'd have to go back and look, but I'll trust you on that one.
I'll bet you. I'm telling you, it's sticking in my mind that he was at 44 when he won an electoral landslide but lost the popular vote, which you would at 44. You'd lose the popular vote. But if he's now at 48, and I believe he'll go higher as you have debates with Biden, and the man is so, you know, pathetic, you know, one-on-one with Trump, he'll be destroyed. I think Trump will go in the 50s. When he's in the 50s, you're talking about a much bigger electoral landslide than last election in 2016, if you can get to that number. These are all ifs, but I'm just telling you what my gut says. So I think the numbers are pretty darn good, especially considering tens of millions are unemployed, people are scared to death of COVID, cities are burning. Trump could get blamed, could see on a lot of that, although I think he's winning now because he's getting the people to think it's all bad, but he's the one guy that might be able to save us. That's probably the reason he's trending higher as opposed to lower.
Right. Well, people, I mean, look, the only poll that matters is on election day, right? And when people get down and they face, I mean, the question I would have as a voter is, who's really going to be president if Biden gets elected? Because obviously he doesn't have the mental
capacity
to be the guy. So who's really going to be in charge of the country if he gets elected? And
well,
people are going to realize that
president.
More and more. You know, as we get closer to the election, and they're going to, and they're also going to say, you know, who's the guy who can take charge and get this stuff cleaned up?
Right. Well, not only who's going to be the president when Biden's president, because he's mentally deficient at this point, but also if he's forced out very quickly under the 25th Amendment, which I'll bet you he will be, Fran, that means the VP will be straight elevated to president of the United States without an election. So this is literally the most significant VP pick in the history of the United States of America.
Right. And if you look at his short list, there's not a heck of a lot of experience on that list. So it's, I mean, basically, obviously, the only qualification for that job seems to be the color of your skin.
Right. Well, you know, look, I'm not so sure experience is good either because, you know, anyone on the Democrat side who has significant experience, it's all bad. So I don't know what experience would help. Either no experience is bad or experience is bad in the Democrat Party. So I don't see anybody you would pick that would be, you know, a good president on day one of the United States of America.
Well, here's the thing I have for you, and I wonder what your viewers, your listeners think about this, is given the opposition to Trump that we've been led to believe that's in this country, there's this overwhelming adverse opinion of Trump, is this really the best guy that they can come up with to compete against Trump? Is a guy in his late 70s who's clearly got mental issues? I mean, that's the thing that blows my mind. All this opposition in America to Donald Trump, this is the most attractive candidate that they can come up with to run against him.
Fran, don't complain. It's good. I mean, believe me.
I'm just wondering about their side. You really start wondering, hey, I wonder if a lot of this Trump opposition that we read about in the media, I wonder if it's really that strong and that believable that this is the best they can come up with.
Well, I'll be very generous here. I'll be very liberal here. I think the opposition to Trump would be real if they ran a really good candidate against him, but they didn't last time. A very unlikable woman. And they're not going to this time, a very unlikable man. Or not unlikable. Actually, Biden's likable, but it's clear he's mentally deficient at this point. So they found a way to top the last choice. Hillary was the worst person to ever be chosen to run against Trump. Anyone else would have won. And this is now even a worse choice. So thank God for Democrats. Thank God for their gut instincts. They're really bad, and it's good for us. Hey, Fran, we got to run. Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. You can find them at RasmussenReports.com. Thanks for all you do, buddy. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alan Root. You know, I just never realized that America, that Judaism is a bad thing. This is the greatest country in the world. It's always been good to Jews. I'm a Jew. Always been great to me and my people. Twitter has now banned the Jewish Star of David, deeming it hateful imagery. You heard what I just said. This is not a joke. This is the lead story at one of my favorite websites, thegatewaypundit.com. Twitter bans the Jewish Star of David in profile images, deeming it hateful imagery. So people can't put the Star of David in their image in the background. You know, like I might put my American flag, say. Well, someone would put the Star of David. And they've got these advisors. Every time I see the names of the people they use as advisors, they pick the most horrible people. Zara Bilou, radical executive director of CARE's San Francisco Bay Area chapter, has tweeted in the past that she struggles with Memorial Day each year. If one dies in an unjust war in which we illegally invaded and occupied a foreign nation, should that person be honored, she said. She's retweeted radical comments from CARE officials and radical Islamic poets. She has an exceptional hatred for Jewish conservative Laura Loomer and pushed Facebook and Twitter to kick her off both platforms. The Wall Street Journal reported this Zahara Bilou was directing Facebook and Twitter on censoring conservative voices. She even tweeted she will never renounce jihad. I'm looking at the tweet. From December 13, 2014, I will not renounce jihad or Sharia. These are sick people, man. She was put in charge of censorship on Facebook and Twitter. And Twitter this week locked out users who used the Jewish Star of David in their profile image. Locked out of their own accounts. It's been deemed hateful imagery by Twitter. Oh, my God. What's happening to our country? What's happening? How sick Silicon Valley is. Sick in the head. Putting people like this in charge of censorship. All right. I'm going to read you a quick live read from my sponsor, who are wonderful people, and then I'm going to get to the last topic of the day. I saved it for the very end of the show because you got to save the most important thing for the end of the show, a huge new executive order by Trump. So, first of all, OptiVita is the sponsor of the show. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In these days, right, how important is it to support your immune system? In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products, it only can only kill a single pathogen cell. Optavita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, Optavita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. You hear me? Go look up all the silver liquids on the internet, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. And I drink it every day now. Optavita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenger. Optavita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. And when you say the word Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, my name for Wayne Allyn Root, Wayne, that is the magic word that gets you the discount code for all kinds of special bundles and discounts off their already low prices. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. It's toll-free, or go to patentedsilver.com, patentedsilver.com, and you can order from there. Thank you, Optavita, for sponsoring the show. So here's the last story of the day that I saved for last. Well, I saved two of them for last. The Star of David. The Star of David being banned, the Jewish Star of David banned as hateful imagery at Twitter. I don't know what to say to this. I really don't. You know, remember, it's the Muslim religion that's dictating all this. And this Muslim, Zahar Bilu, executive director of CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, San Francisco Bay Area chapter. You know, forgetting they throw gays off buildings, forgetting that they stone women, forgetting they spray acid in the face of little girls who want to be educated and go to school. Forgetting all the hateful, horrible things they do. Forget burning people alive in cages and drowning people alive in cages. You know, forget about all that stuff that Muslims do. Forget about women gang raped and then charged and put in jail because they were gang raped. They have a right to say the Jewish Star of David is hateful, even though in Israel, Muslims are treated well. Anyway, the last story of the day, breaking news. President Trump has signed an executive order banning illegal immigrants from the 2020 census count for the purpose of congressional representation. He signed that today. He signed that executive order today. That is a great executive order. God bless President Trump. I mean, I'd base the whole election on that one, too. Let's just base it on how many people think it's fair that a person who illegally broke into America and almost certainly stole identity from an American citizen. Because, by the way, the head of the Senate in California says all his relatives are illegal immigrants and they've all got fake ID. So they've all stolen IDs. They've committed a second crime and they're all collecting welfare. They're all collecting food stamps. They're all collecting 1,000 government programs. And they're collecting free Obamacare. And you think it's fair that they be counted for congressional representation? So if I read this right, what Trump is trying to say is you can be counted in the census if you're illegal as far as money that goes to the states. I can't stop that. But you're not going to be counted as far as adding congressional seats. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Thank you. God bless President Trump. See you tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.